Well, I get this question a lot. How do you record your guests remotely for your podcast during this time of social distancing when we can't get together? I've got some ideas for you. I'm Jefferson Graham. You're listening to Talking Tech. So my friend Jan helped me out here. She produces a podcast for her company, Pacific Life, and agreed to do some tests with me. First, listen to an example from a website called Clean Feed. We both logged onto the website and spoke into our laptop webcams. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
What's the weather like in Laguna?
It is sunny and 70.
Next, we did the voice memos test, which I really, really like. We connected via the Zoom video conference service so that we could see each other and follow our conversation, and then we both recorded our audio responses into the voice memos app. On the iPhone, they have similar voice memo apps on Samsung phones and Google phones, and then she sent me her audio. I merged them together in editing. Tell us what it's like being a remote worker during this time.
It's a little lonely, but with all this technology that we now have, it's not bad. And I get to hang out with my very adorable dog. She's with me all day long. And so that's not bad.
So now Jan and I are speaking on Zencastr. It's another one of these web apps that let you connect to another person. They speak into their webcam. You're recording your voice and the guest voice directly into the computer. And then you get to download the audio later. So with that introduction, Jan, how's it going?
It's going great. Thanks for trying all these technologies out with me today.
Next, we tried microphones and merged them together. I plugged my microphone into an audio recorder and she did similar. And then she sent me her audio, which I edited together. So Jan, tell me about this incredible rim-to-rim hike that you recently filmed at the Grand Canyon for your YouTube Adventure Muse channel. Did you do this over several days?
It was one day. We went from the south rim to the north rim, and the south is actually lower than the north, so it was a bit more challenging than the other direction, and it was a really long day. I think I made the crossing in 11 hours, and it was about 27 miles because we took a little detour to a place called Ribbon Falls that a lot of people bypass. But it's gorgeous. It's definitely a bucket list hike, but I don't think I trained enough for it. It was hard.
As you can tell, this was clearly the best of the bunch, but maybe you don't edit, and maybe you don't want to edit, so I'll leave you with what is the easiest method, but it's also hit and miss. The app Anchor has a record your friends feature. Both of you download the app and just speak into your phone. It's that easy. They have editing tools. You can add music. You can cut out the beginnings and you can cut out bits that you don't want. I find them a little hard to use, but maybe there's some getting used to it. Start off by telling everybody about your wonderful YouTube channel.
So Adventure Muse, I make a lot of active lifestyle content, mainly mountain biking, but also some hiking, surfing, and really just getting outside and taking you along on my adventures.
So Jan, I found that after all these things that we tried, that voice memos, good old voice memos, wins the prize for the easiest. What did you find?
I agree 100%. It's everybody has it. It's super easy to use and easy to send files, in my opinion.
Yeah, it does sound the best. The irony, of course, is that you have to learn how to edit, but it's not hard. It's really easy. You're going to have to merge both audio files. And there's so many programs out there, from Audacity to Adobe Audition to any video editor. And it's real simple to do.
I completely agree.
All right. Well, thank you for taking this test with us.
You bet. Anytime.
Questions about recording audio and podcast? I've got some answers. Look for me on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. Thanks again, Jan Schreiber, for helping us out. You can find her on Twitter, AdventureMuse with an underscore. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio, and I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.